Right after your 8 o'clock headlines, yours truly has some interesting survey results from a district that is traditionally a blue-collar district. Okay, it's the 35th district. We're talking about Mason County, you know, the town of Shelton, Hoodsport there, parts of Kitsap and Thurston counties. It's up for grabs, usually. It is known traditionally as a blue-collar, conservative, Democratic district. So, if you will, kind of like the Scoop Jackson. They like unions, but they like jobs. Okay, they like unions, they like jobs. They're traditional in terms of, you know, they're not socially liberal. Brad Owen was their state senator, and now for the past generation, Tim Sheldon, conservative Democrat, has been their senator. They used to have Democrats in the House. Now they're represented by a couple of Republicans who had close races. So Senator Sheldon sent out a questionnaire. Wait until you hear the response. One hyphenated word here, eye-opening.
You found it, the best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson, stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, The Commute with Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Thank you one and all for joining us here in Olympia. It just keeps coming like, you know, a flurry. An attempt to raise the capital gains tax, or to create a capital gains tax, which is an income tax on investments. An attempt to raise the business and occupation tax, not only on wealthy companies, but on all service-based companies as well. An attempt to raise the price of gasoline four different ways through a blending of taxes and regulations. An attempt to raise the real estate excise tax, which is basically the sales tax when you sell a home. We keep, you know, this is the mentality in Olympia. What taxes should we raise? Even though, as I was pointing out with Kathy Allen a few minutes ago, Democratic consultant, Olympia already has plenty of money to spend without raising taxes. They have 14% more to spend in the next 2 years than in the current budget. That is roughly 2.5 to maybe 3 times the combined growth in inflation and population. So they have all the money they could ever hope to spend, and they say, well, we still need to raise taxes. Keep in mind, when the economy's poor, we need to raise taxes. Government's being starved. When the economy's doing really great, we need to raise taxes. Now's the time to do it. Businesses can afford it. In other words, it's always time to raise taxes. Well, State Senator Tim Sheldon, who's a conservative Democrat, he's the 35th district. As I was mentioning a few minutes ago, it's kind of a blue-collar, conservative-leaning district, Mason County, parts of Kitsap and Thurston. They have two Republican state reps, but they both had very close races in 2018 in the midterms. So the district can go either way. Senator Sheldon sent out a survey asking how people thought about taxes and spending. He usually gets about 500 responses. He got almost 2,000. 2,000. Here is what they had to say. 8% agreed that the legislature should raise taxes. The new tax on capital gains, which Democrats call an excise tax. Nice try. It's an income tax. But they say it'll only hit the wealthy. In this state of 7.4 million people, only less than 15,000 would pay the capital gains tax. So how do the people in this blue-collar district feel? 81% oppose it. Not even a close call. Once again, 92% of Tim Sheldon's constituents said they oppose proposals to raise taxes. In fact, almost half of his constituents saying, why aren't they cutting taxes if they've got extra money? How about giving me a break? Where's compassion for me, the bill payer? 90% oppose higher taxes on small businesses. 85% oppose the plan coming out of Seattle to impose tolls on downtown streets. 80% oppose the so-called low carbon fuel standard, which would require drivers to subsidize carbon reduction programs by paying higher prices at the pump. 73% oppose replacing the gas tax with a per mileage fee. 84% oppose legislative efforts to impose high taxes on contractors, like barbers, hairdressers, and independent contractors, service industries. Uh, 41% say jobs and the economy are the biggest issue before the legislature. Sheldon said that, quote, many express the same general thought in different ways. Some spoke up specifically for gun rights. Others talked about the need to respect the Constitution and the liberties we all enjoy. Some say spending is too high. Others say we have too many taxes. When you get right down to it, what the vast majority of people in my district are saying is they resent efforts to make government bigger and more expensive and more powerful at the expense of the individual. Now, the reason I wanted to hit this is, again, the 35th district is not an Eastern Washington conservative district, nor is it a King County liberal district. It is a district that could go either way, but it is trending in a conservative direction because more and more people feel government, as it gets bigger, grows more aloof, more distant. It's just amazing to me that not only did they get this kind of response, you know, that where you got between 80 and 95% of the people saying no to these higher taxes, he got four times more questionnaires back than he sent, than he usually receives when he sends them out. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wake-up call. What should the legislative priorities be in Olympia? Jobs, the economy, 41%. Better roads, 12%. Better schools, 10%. Climate change, just under 11%. Yet climate change is supposedly the reason for a lot of this stuff. People aren't buying it. And, you know, good for them for not doing so. So that gives you an idea that this is how Olympia should be seeing this. If Olympia does raise these taxes, and an initiative or referenda campaign is launched to repeal them, those taxes are coming down. Those taxes are coming right off. The people of Washington State want to make it clear, maybe they weren't crazy about Donald Trump. They wanted to send a message in the midterm elections the way they usually do to the party that's in power. But that does not mean they wanted the state to move to the left. In fact, I get the distinct feeling that as Olympia moves to the left, as Seattle fights any attempt to move further to the right, the Seattle establishment does, the voters are getting increasingly impatient. That could be a very good sign for 2019.